Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. May I speak with Gloria?
This is she.
All right.
And what are you calling for?
I'm calling up. Would you want me to do the survey in Spanish or English?
English is fine.
In English? Okay. Well, I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. And we just kind of want to ask you questions just about Fresno, basically, and about, like, the county and some problems and, like, just really your opinion about stuff. Is that okay?
Fine.
All right. Well, in English, and yes. Okay, first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes, I am.
All right. So, as you may know, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. And the election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Or are the chances 50-50? Or do you not think you will vote?
I 100% I will vote.
All right. In the primary election, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of you voting for local offices, like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost
100% chances?
All right. Now, if you don't mind, in what year were you born?
1947.
All right. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Excuse me?
Are you or anyone in your house of Hispanic or Latino descent?
I am.
All right. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel like things have gotten off on the wrong track?
In Fresno County, have gotten us on the wrong track.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. And if you could please tell me which one you think of these concerns is the most important to you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
So the next issues or concerns are parental rights and education, housing affordability, public infrastructure like roads and bridges, water policy, public safety and crime, homelessness, jobs and wages, inflation and cost of living.
All of the above.
Oh, well, we have to choose one. I can read you them again if you want.
No, I know what it is. I tell you, the homelessness is, should be a priority for everybody.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one of them as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or just you just have no opinion of them. So the first one would be Gary Bredefeld.
I do not know the names. I have to read their bios every time before I vote and see what they've done and what they have not done. So I wouldn't be of any help.
Oh, well, I mean, this is fine. If you don't know them or you've never heard of them, we can put them in the category still. What about Paul Diktos?
Haven't heard.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
What was the ratings?
Yeah, they're very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, and you just have no opinion on them.
Very favorable.
Okay. What about Gavin Newsom?
Oh, very favorable.
Okay. What about Steve Brandeau?
Haven't here.
All right. And what about Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. Extremely unfavorable.
Okay. So very unfavorable, that would be?
Very unfavorable.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA and county assessor recorder, Steve Brandeau, county supervisor and businessman, and Deanna Bordas, for whom would you vote for?
I need to read about them. I don't know. I know the first one that you mentioned. I wouldn't vote for that.
All right. Well, we can just say that maybe you're undecided, maybe.
Excuse me?
Would you say that maybe you're undecided?
No, absolutely I wouldn't.
Okay. Okay, now, well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean for if you were to choose from Gary Bredefeld, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, or Steve Brandeau?
Neither one of them.
Neither? Okay. Now, how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
All right. Now, how would you describe the job being done by Steve Brandeau as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Okay. Now, thinking again about the primary March, of the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. And for each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote in this candidate. So I will be reading some statements and prompts, and if you could tell me if by the statement you think you're much more likely to support them, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to support them. So the first one would be a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at Fresno VA.
Somewhat favorable.
So would that be somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a Democrat.
Extremely favorable.
Okay. So would that be much more likely?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what about a candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents?
Not favorable.
So would that be much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Much less likely.
Okay. What about a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes?
Much less likely.
What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
More likely.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos?
More likely.
And what about a candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees?
Yeah, I need to know more about it because it's just, you cannot just go like that.
All right, that's okay. Now next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisors. And for each one, please tell me if there's no chance, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you would vote for that candidate. So, Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council when he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military.
Bredefeld,
there's still just a little bit more. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure rights and concerns and are listened to and respected. And after hearing this kind of statement, would you say there's no chance you're going to vote for him? A small chance?
No chance.
No chance?
He needs to start changing himself on honesty.
All right. The next statement is, Steve Brandeau currently serves as a county supervisor where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Rajoe has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brendo is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county libraries. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. And after hearing this, would you say there's no chance you're voting for him? A small chance?
No chance.
No chance? All right. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homelessness population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. Now, if you're hearing this, would you say there's no chance you're voting for him, a small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance?
A fair chance.
A fair chance? All right. Now, after hearing more information, if the primary elections for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Gary Bredefeld, businessman and city council member, Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, who's a CPA and county assessor recorder, for whom you would vote, for whom would you vote?
I have to read more about their ideas. I cannot just say it like that.
All right, that's okay. Now, again, now just to, you know, like kind of another question. Well, if the elections were held today, you have to decide right now to which candidate would you lean for? Gary Bredefeld, business/council member. Bryce Herrera, Paul Dictos, CPA assessor and recorder. Steve Brindeau, county supervisor and businessman. Or Dion Bordes?
Neither.
All right. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions, and these are just for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
Democrat.
All right. Now, would you call yourself a very strong Democrat or just a strong? No, would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not strong Democrat?
Very strong.
All right. Now, thinking in political terms, would you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Liberal.
All right. Would that be somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's so cool.
Thank you.
And now, do you currently own your home? Do you rent a home? Or are you living with friends or family?
Own my home.
All right. Wow. That would conclude our survey. Just thank you so much for your time and for answering these questions.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. All right. Bye. Have a good night.